Who is late on the table? Mr. Scatini?
Thank you, Mr. Moderator, my fellow town meeting members. Thank you for this point of personal privilege that I've requested. The American Heritage Dictionary defines lie as a deliberate falsehood. I've been accused by a spouse of a town meeting member to have lied to this esteemed body the other evening during the question and answer portion of my presentation of the FY07 school department budget. A member of the Reading Finance Committee agreed with this accusation, while he admits not to base his judgment on actual details. Please let it be clear. I have too much respect for this body, our town, and our schools to lie to you. Unfounded, unsubstantiated allegations do not just hurt me personally. They hurt our town, our schools, and the important position I am blessed to hold as your superintendent. I work hard to uphold a standard of honesty and integrity necessary for the success of the Reading Public Schools. Your approval of school department requests demands it. Engaging in business and university partnerships demands it. Securing grant dollars demands it. Influencing state and federal officials demands it. And attracting the best and brightest teachers and administrators to the Reading Public Schools demands it. As I seek to convince others to invest in the Reading Public Schools, it is critical that I maintain the good reputation that I have earned, not one that is unjustly hoisted upon me by individuals who may not share the same passion for our schools that I do. Mr. Tom Ryan, in his opening prayer offered to town meeting last Thursday, asked that we as town meeting members have the strength to state our opinions without being opinionated, and to be able to pass judgment without being judgmental. We should heed these words, and we should expect all citizens wishing to comment on important town business to heed these comments as well. It should be stated that the issue at hand has nothing to do with the FY07 budget that town meeting supported at the April 27, 2006 meeting. The issue is the supplemental funding of school building projects from the town's previous year's annual budgets. This issue is one that the town meeting addressed, deliberated, and approved at the fall 2004 subsequent town meeting by a transfer from free cash, and the spring 2005 annual town meeting by a transfer by subsequent vote of the Reading School Committee from the school department regular day budget. Under my administration, the Reading Public Schools has been very aggressive in securing funds through grants, business partnerships, and governmental reimbursement programs. The governmental reimbursement program that appears to elicit the ire in some members of our community is the Massachusetts Department of Education Special Education Reimbursement Program, commonly referred to as Circuit Breaker. The above-referenced individuals believe that it was this mechanism that was used to fund the supplemental funding of the school building projects. The Massachusetts Department of Education Special Education Reimbursement Program is defined as follows. School districts are eligible for reimbursement for students whose programs cost greater than 4 times the statewide foundation budget. By law, districts are reimbursed for 75% of the cost above 4 times statewide foundation, subject to state appropriation. Mrs. Gail Wood asked a good question at town meeting on the evening of April 27, 2006. She asked if the state could assist local communities to address the ever-rising costs of special education. The Massachusetts Department of Education Special Education Reimbursement Program attempts to do just that: reimburse cities and towns for a portion of the funds expended on special education. The Massachusetts Department of Education Special Education Reimbursement Program has specific rules that school departments must follow regarding what is reimbursable and what is not. The reimbursement request must be specific to special education and, moreover, must be specific to students' individualized special education programs, their IEPs. Given the legal framework of the Massachusetts Department of Education Special Education Reimbursement Program, Circuit Breaker, a school department is not able to use this funding mechanism to do anything but seek reimbursement for already spent specific special education costs. To state anything else is incorrect. I thank you for the opportunity to clarify this issue and to clear any doubts of the veracity of my comments to you. Thank you, my fellow town meeting members.
Mr. Robinson.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Town meeting members, following last Thursday's questioning and the follow-up questioning, I did some research. The Finance Committee voted in favor of and recommended to town meeting the transfer of funds from the school budget to the building budget via free cash in fall 2004 and via the school budget in spring 2005. Subsequently, I have reviewed the project audits, and I am still comfortable with our decision and recommendation to town meeting. As far as 2007 is concerned, and as mentioned on Thursday night, the school department spent several hours with the Finance Committee, with citizens present, answering our questions on their budget and process. At no time has this committee felt the information was misrepresented or that we were not provided with the facts. We were very comfortable with the information that we provided as evidence in our 9-0 vote to recommend this 2007 school budget.
Ms. Webb.
Mr. Moderator, thank you. Town meeting members, Finance Committee members, Board of Selectmen, Town Manager, and staff. Regarding the issues that were raised last Thursday and the further allegations of impropriety relating to transfers of funds from the school operating budget in FY04 and FY05, I would like to assure you that the Vice Chairperson, Mrs. Lisa Gibbs, and I, as well as other school committee members who took part in these motions, all have reviewed every motion of the committee and town meeting and stand firmly by the truthfulness of those actions and the statements made by the superintendent of schools. I fully expect that within our town government structures, we work within and between our elected and appointed boards in a respectful manner. I will work hard to ensure that this is the standard expected by our school committee members. My sincere thanks for your time.
We are now at Article 12. Is there any business on Article 12? Mr. Goldie.